Their meaning is roughly this. In all the world, in wind and rain, in plants and animals, in the passage from day to night, in the movements of the stars, everything acts in accordance with one great law. This he calls the Tao, which means the way or the path. Only man, in his restless striving, in his many plans and projects, even in his prayers and sacrifices, resists, as it were, this law, obstructs its path, and prevents its fulfilment. Therefore, the one thing we must do, said Lao Tzu, is do nothing. Be still within ourselves. Neither look nor listen to anything around us. Have no wishes or opinions. Only when a person has become like a tree or a flower, empty of all will or purpose, will he begin to feel the Tao. That great universal law which makes the heavens turn and brings the spring begin to work within him. This teaching, as you see, is hard to grasp, and harder still to follow. Perhaps, in the solitude of the distant mountains, Lao Tzu was able to take doing nothing so far that the law began to work within him in the way he described.